What are some common phrases and sayings that have existed for a long time that, in fact, are terrible advice?
Oh, advice?
A penny saved is a penny earned.
I don't think that one's terrible.
Don't tread on me.
No, I think that one's fine, too.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah, that is not true. Yeah.
If I lose both my legs, time ain't healing that.
Well, science, time plus science maybe. Equals new legs.
I think it's more emotional wounds. It's not like,
yeah,
you know, you got hit with a mortar.
It'll still heal. I mean,
physically, I might heal, but don't tell me time heals all wounds, because mentally, that's going to change my whole life.
No, I'm with you.
They're... People say that in times of tragedy, too. Like, oh, man, you just lost like your soulmate that you've been with for 90 years, but time heals all wounds.
Yeah, you'll feel better. No, I won't.
In a few minutes when you're dead, too.
But yeah. We don't know that.
You better have brought a lasagna and a good casserole to back that up.
Like, I mean, you know, you probably don't think about it much once you've lost your mind and you think that that fake baby you're holding is real.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
you're screaming at Nazis in the hallway of an old folks home.
Well, okay. That's true.
We don't know.
That's the same as like saying, well, it won't bother you when you're dead.
We don't know that either.
We don't know that for sure.
How about what doesn't kill you makes you stronger?
Not true either.
Yeah, that's not always
the case.
Norm MacDonald had a great chunk on that where he's like, I don't think he's better off because his heart tried to murder him while he was sleeping.
Yeah.
Nope.
No. No, you're not always stronger than you were before the incident.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are only the strong survive?
That is not true.
Yeah, it's not.
No.
Sometimes
they're the first to go.
Yeah. That's what you get for being brave.
Yeah.
You know too much.
Don't give up.
No, that's I don't like that one either. Give up. I don't care.
There are times giving up is the right choice.
There are times to give up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're convinced that you can learn to fly just by flapping your arms, you should probably give up because it's not going to work.
Or if you're a terrible singer and you're trying out for American Idol, I'm going to be that friend that tells you you're not good at singing. Don't do that.
But even like with friends, like if you have a toxic friendship, give up.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You don't have to feel bad.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I've saved myself a lot of finger injuries by not trying as hard as other people when I'm at the climbing gym. I just quit. Or like people think it's crazy if I would just like if I wanted to quit running a race because it hurts. I'm like, just quit. Who cares?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I don't believe that. No, I quit. I prefer the phrase, know your limitations.
Yeah.
At some point, you might be at that spot. And it's okay to stop before you hurt yourself
real
bad.
Absolutely.
But what about, if it's like a team sport? Are you okay with just quitting then?
I would rather quit a team sport more than anything else in this world.
Oh, see, that's where
I prefer that.
No,
it's so deeply ingrained in me from my parents.
No,
you start it,
you finish it.
Yeah, you finish it. Yeah,
then you can't give up.
You don't have to, you know, do it the rest of your life. But yeah, like when my kid starts a soccer season, if he's like, I go, no, you gotta finish the season. After that, I don't care what you do.
Yeah, you don't have to play again next year.
You can't let all your teammates down and everything.
Right. Okay. Cool.
That's a little different.
Oh, at that age, it doesn't matter though.
Not really. No.
None
of it matters.
But that's what I'm
saying. Unless
like,
they're going to be Pele, you know.
Yeah.
Be a ham. Well, that's not happening.
Then you're probably not going to quit because you enjoy it and you're amazing at it.
Right.
This person says a common saying that's stupid, pain is just weakness leaving the body.
That's a meme. That's
a no fear shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
That's a dumb saying that would have been on the wall with a nice nature picture here when we started.
Yeah, with like a condor soaring through the sky.
Yeah, with a busted leg.
Common
busted
advice.
Busted leg condor.
He's still doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised we didn't have one of busted leg condor.
We had Focus Eagle, Opportunity Golf Course,
Wayne Gretzky,
Teamwork Skydivers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why this station was making so much money. We had the best posters.
Mm-hmm.
We got the biggest, the best posters.
So inspired.
Ignore the bullies and they'll stop.
Yeah, please tell me more.
That one's not great.
Yeah, in that case, man, I don't know if it's just the TikToks that I started seeing where they're like, no, lean in. Don't be the better person. When they go low, go lower. I was like, yeah, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No.
When one door closes, another one opens. That's neat, but it's often not true.
Depends. I mean, it might not be a great door. I guess it does. Yeah. I guess technically it might.
The door to your great career is closed. The much more ugly, stupid door of you being alone trying to figure out what to do next is now open.
Yeah.
Do what you love and you will never work a day in your life. This person argues the problem with turning your passion into your job is that even a dream job eventually is still a job.
Yeah, it's still work.
Yeah, you still have to, it's still a responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I like this a lot, but there are days where I would rather sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually it's like Monday through Friday.
Yes, mm-hmm. Those are usually
those are great
other
days.
Other than that, it's mostly okay.
Be yourself. That's good for most of you, but some of you are awful.
I'm not even
Don't
sure I would
be
go
yourself.
With most.
Most.
Cover up your dumb personality
How
trait.
About
I thought you were going to say
I mean, really.
Body part.
That too.
Cover up your body.
That too in some cases.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have a little less self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why do I see your belly / fupa at the airport? Pull those sweats up.
I was being comfortable.
I was going to say pull them down.
But now I'm like,
stay comfy.
Yeah. Let me smell it.
This text, even toy makers and whores get bored. I don't know what that means.
That's a good saying. I like it.
Yeah, that kind of goes along with if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. It's a similar idea.
Yeah.
But a way better way to say it.
Yeah.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
It can help a hell of a lot.
I get the premise.
Yeah.
That someone can have everything in the world and still be absolutely miserable on the inside.
Most definitely.
But
yeah.
It sure makes a lot easier to pursue happiness if you're not spending the day gnashing your teeth about whether or not the electricity, like trying to decide which bill to not pay this month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lot happier having a stupidly too big television than I was having a stupidly too little television.
Well, right.
I'm a lot happier on a nice warm beach than I am in a cold alleyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you can have no money and be on a warm beach.
Oh.
Life's a beach. Get there?
If the beach is the happiness, you just, go to a county where they don't want you, act crazy, and they'll drop you off in a different one.
Or you head on beach.
And that's how you'll make your way over to the coast.
Melissa in Tennessee writes, I just need to know if the person that wrote that makes toys or is a whore.
Both.
A toy whore.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one that I hate. Everything happens for a reason.
I hate that one, too.
Something
so
bad
much.
Happens to me, and you say, everything happens for a reason, I'm going to be mean to you. Because I'm going to be furious on the inside.
Yeah, is that reason to make me sad? Cool.
That's usually said by people who haven't had a lot of strife in their worlds throughout their life.
I know I think it's comforting for some. I think there are some people that really, on some level, particularly like those who will say it's part of God's plan. We don't always understand the mystery of the ways.
Yeah.
I'm still, that's fine. I'm still not going to be okay with something happening to one of the children or something like that.
Yeah, if it's comforting to you, great. But don't,
do not say it to
me. Yeah, it's a little rude to say that to someone who is experiencing a tough time.
Forgive and forget. You get one or the other. I might be able to look past some of the problems, or I may forgive you, but I'm not doing both.
I'm not very good at that.
I might some of the time. I don't know.
Depends on what it
is. That's pretty good advice, though. It is easier if you can let go of being pissed and just move on.
But you don't have to forget.
No, it's hard to do. You can't. Yeah, it's tough to do both. I agree.
Oh, never forget.
Like there are definitely things in my life where I'm not even sure I've forgiven, but I just don't care. Like you just go, it's fine. Like whatever. Like it's that's then, I'm now.
Yeah,
but I won't forget.
It's a new era. These are the days.
Yeah.
Yow. This is 2022 Hot Wings.
Okay, now this text from Nashville. They're in a better place. Or no, not that one. Don't stress over things you can't control. I think that's good advice.
If you can, yeah.
I think that is, I actually try to do that. Like, if I can't, if it's not something I can fix, there's no point in me worrying about it. I can't do anything about it.
It's a struggle to do that sometimes, but
I think it's good advice. Yeah.
Along the lines of everything happens for a reason, they're in a better place now.
You don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they might be in heck.
I mean, honestly, I think heaven's pretty choosy, so there's a good chance a lot of people I know are not in a better place.
Give me a little proof, and maybe I'll believe you.
Yeah, you think Pol Pot's in a better place? He's dead, right?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Wasn't he just on The Masked Singer?
He was. Yeah. He was Unicorn Robot.
Is this a common phrase? Vodka doesn't smell? Have you ever heard that? Why did someone write that into us?
Vodka doesn't
smell. What are you doing?
They must be hearing something on delay.
Is that like your password for an email or something? Like, well, no one would ever guess this.
I guess if your mantra in life is being a high schooler trying to get booze into the school, go with vodka.
But it does smell, idiot.
Yeah, most definitely smells.
Yeah,
it smells like vodka.
Live each day it's like it's your last. Is that good advice?
Yeah, I think that's good advice.
I think that's okay.
It's great advice if you can, but, you know,
That's tough to do. Yeah. Some people do it. I've known a couple of people where I go, man, they like every day. Like, they are out trying new things and doing stuff. I can't do that.
Also,
I'm
willing to bet most people's last days are just a normal day or spent in a hospital bed dying. So
that's sad.
I can only live one of those by driving home from work and watching TV and then putting on X Hamster.
Yeah. That will probably be like your last day too. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
That
does make sense. He died doing what he loved.
Yeah. Getting my throat slashed by an intruder with my pants down.
Who also wants to watch X Hamster but doesn't have a computer.
Well, eating pancakes that I didn't make, that I made from a box and my toaster.
You have toaster pancakes? Is that a thing?
Toaster pancakes.
I have to admit, I've never actually bought pre-made pancakes. I don't know how you make them.
That's a good
thing. Is that a thing?
Probably. Well, you can get frozen ones, but I think you would microwave those typically.
Yeah, you don't want them to
get... toaster a frozen waffle, but microwave a frozen
pancake. Oh, that's a good thing.
Toaster a waffle, microwave a pancake.
There you go.
What does that mean? It means get the right tool for the right job.
That's right.
Why don't you just use that saying? I like the other one.